Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。这些奖品啊，都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买的。大家坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。大家快去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Hey Colin, I remember in our previous podcast, we talked about women who marry into a wealthy family.
Yeah, we also talked about marrying into the purple, marry up, marry into money. Are we going to talk about that again? Another piece of celebrity gossip?
Yeah, bingo, you're right again. 嫁入豪门这个表达呢，大家还记得吗？我们刚刚讲过 marry into money, marry into a wealthy family. 那今天呢，我们继续来看一看另一位和豪门有关的明星啊，她是吴佩慈 or we can call her 佩慈吴。
All right. So what about her?Did she also marry into some money?
Yes and no. She is dating a billionaire and had 4 babies in 5 years, but they're not married.
4 babies in the span of 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
This billionaire is not going to propose until he has a son, right?
不过这次倒不是因为重男轻女的事啊。吴佩慈呢给她的豪门男朋友啊真的是在五年里面生了四个小孩但是一直没结婚。没结婚的原因呢大家也不是很清楚。
And this time, she made headlines again because she said she's done having children.
I'm done pretending to care about their gossip.
Come on, we've only talked about this for 1 minute.
All right, just kidding.Okay, so let's find out what we can talk about and what our listeners can learn from their story.
Okay, 那今天学习内容啊，大家别忘了到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So is Pace Wu a singer or an actress?
She was an actress, but she retired from the showbiz in 2015.
Well, then she just started living a laid-back and luxurious life as a tai-tai.
Right. 吴佩慈在15年啊她就退出娱乐圈了。所以我们说退出娱乐圈其实就是退休就 retire from the showbiz, 然后过上像太太一般的生活。
But, you know, I didn't expect you would use the word tai-tai.
Well, I know tai-tai is a Chinese colloquial term for a wealthy married woman who doesn't work.
Right.这个太太就是有钱有闲又不用工作的女人然后她们的生活、啊、就是 laid back and luxurious laid back 字面意思是这个身体往后躺的就是那种很舒服的样子对吧所以 laid back 就是放松的闲散的这个意思
It means calm and relax seemingly not to worry about anythinglike we can say a laid-back attitude to life, or enjoy a laid-back lifestyle.
Yeah, and they not only have time, but also money, so their life is also luxurious.
我们平常常说奢华，然后还有各种奢侈品都可以用到 luxury, 然后形容词就是 luxurious.
You know, one author describes tai-tai as equivalent to the English term ladies who lunch.
Ladies who lunch?This is the first time I'm hearing that.
Yeah, it's not used very often in everyday conversation, but it's quite specific and it fits Pace Wu perfectly. Here, lunch is a verb, meaning to have lunch. So ladies who lunch describes well-off, well-dressed women who meet for social luncheons.
Wait a minute, another word, luncheon?
Oh, yeah, it's a formal word for lunch, like a charity luncheon, a ladies' luncheon.
Oh, 这个 luncheon 就是正式的午餐、午宴这个意思，从 lunch 变成 luncheon。所以刚刚 Colin 说这个 ladies who lunch 就是一个表达、啊，意思就是说呢，一群整天聚在一起社交、然后吃饭的有钱又漂亮的女人，真的太形象了。因为就是吴佩慈自己在朋友圈或者是 ins 上晒各种和其他女明星模特吃饭的照片。
So how do we use this phrase?
Well, you can just say they are ladies who lunch.
Okay, Paige Wu and her friends are ladies who lunch. But, you know, it is said that her luxurious days are numbered.
Why? Is the couple going to break up?
No, it's not that. The media broke the news that Paige Wu's boyfriend is in financial trouble. He owes people massive sums of money and was late paying his rent.
Maybe that's the reason they are not married yet.
We don't know.那最近吴佩慈的男朋友啊，也就是她四个孩子的爸爸，被爆出来陷入财政危机，欠了很多钱，还欠了房租。我觉得这对她影响还是挺大的，因为这个 Pace Wu 吴佩慈被人所熟知的就是各种炫富。A 讲的这个 Colin， 炫富英文可以怎么说？
Well, I guess the most commonly used phrase is show off.
Yeah, 这个很常见 ，show off 就是炫耀的意思。
Well, it means to try and impress someone with your abilities or possessions.It can be used as a phrasal verb, like to show off your car, show off your figure. And it can also be used as a noun, meaning a person who likes to impress other people.
就是做名词、做动词都可以。He likes to show off, 就是说他喜欢显摆。The rich girl is a show off, 就是说这个富家女是个喜欢显摆的人。He is showing off his car, 就是他正在显摆他的车。Okay, so we can say Paige Wu likes to show off.
Yeah, and well, to be more specific, we can say she likes to show off her money and luxuries, or she likes to show off how many luxuries she has.
对，她就是各种晒大牌、晒钻石，还有包，各种都爱 show off.
And there's another verb that we can use, to flaunt.
Flaunt, how do you spell it?
F-L-A-U-N-T, flaunt.It means to show something in a very open way so that other people will notice.
So 这个 flaunt 也是炫耀显摆的意思。So can I say she posts so many photos on social media just to flaunt her wealth?
Yeah, sure. To flaunt her wealth, to flaunt her cash. These are all ways to show off.
Yeah. You know, Paige Wu used to flaunt her money a lot, but now she seems strapped.
Yeah, strapped. This is also a good word. It means to have little or not enough money.
对，我们刚刚说她现在可能没那么多钱来炫了，就变得手头紧了，就可以用到 strapped. Like, I am always strapped. Alright, 讲到炫耀呢，我知道还有一个这个词啊 brag. So here, can we use this word, brag?
Yeah, you can say that. But we should note that if you brag about your money, it's possible that you actually have less money than you claim.But if you flaunt your money, you have that much money because, you know, you're showing it off.
I see. 就是 brag, 它这种显摆就是夸张夸大的。可能你是没那么多钱,但是你也炫耀。但是 flaunt 就是真有钱,就是纯炫富了。
Yeah, and a person who brags a lot is called a braggart. Nobody likes a braggart.
在这个 brag 后面加个 A-R-T, braggart, 就是吹牛的人,吹牛大王。Okay, 那我们说回这个炫富啊 ,Colin。What do you think of people who like to flaunt their money?
No, they don't bother me because, you know, I just don't care.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll give credit to that laid-back attitude. 不知道大家对炫富怎么看呢？也欢迎你们在评论区留言告诉我们呀。
Well, that's all for today's podcast.
Okay, 那最后再提醒大家啊，我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”。两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。